Hey everybody, Nick here from Threat X3 Productions. Welcome back to another episode of Walk of the Dead. Before we get started, don't forget to go to our Twitter at walktill_imdead. That's walktill_imdead. You can also go to our Discord, TWD Our World. The link will be in the description below. And hey, if you're from the Idaho area, you can go to our Facebook page at The Walking Dead Our World, Idaho Survivors. So far, nobody's joined up, but I would love to have some people join in. So let's get started. First up with some news. The Walking Dead Our World went to the top of the download charts. This is pretty cool, considering that you have juggernauts like Fortnite and everything like that. But I guess since Fortnite's been out for a while, you know, everybody who wanted to download it already had it downloaded. And this does seem to be kind of the new thing. So I'm just hoping that most people are enjoying it. So right now on the iPhone store, it is currently sitting at a 3.7 out of 5. And that's out of 1,085 ratings. So if you're really enjoying your time and you really like the game, give it a couple of stars. Let's try to maybe bump that up to 4. I think it deserves at least a 4 out of 5 personally, so I'd like to maybe bump that 3.7 right up to a 4. So if you're enjoying your time with it, go to the iTunes and give it a nice little review. And from the looks of it, Android Google Play is sitting at a 3.6. So if you're playing on Android and you also are really enjoying your time, maybe let's try to bump that up to a number 4 as well. But then let's talk about some of the reviews themselves. Some of them are actually quite fair, and then some of them I feel are a little silly. Example of silly one is, as a father with 2 toddlers, I can't run off down the road after stuff. I have to be at the home with them. It'd be nice if I could move my player X distance by hand. So, the only reason I feel like this is silly is because the point of the game is to get out and go around. So giving this a bad score because you have to physically move around kind of seems redundant because that is the point of the game, just like a Pokemon Go. I would hope that nobody gave Pokemon Go a bad score because they actually had to walk around, but also I guess I wouldn't be too surprised. I just feel like if you're gonna give it a bad score, it should be for the right reasons. Now, there are some bad scores out there with some pretty good points, and one of the main points I see people pointing out is the energy system. The fact that you can run out of energy like every 15 minutes. I do have to admit, this is a little tiresome, because unless you happen to get a bunch of supply crates in your area or along your walk, then sometimes you can run out of energy, and since energy takes about 2 minutes to recharge, it can be a little cumbersome, especially since you're trying to go on a walk and play the game at the same time. I think this is probably one of the main things they do need to fix, and from the looks of it, a lot of the reviews talk about how they would change this to a 5-star review if they would just get rid of the energy system. I talked about it on last episode during my impressions, and the energy system is definitely one of the things that I feel like needs to change. I suggested turning it into food rather than batteries. One of the things I did bring up is that this is the most mobile game thing about the game. Only mobile games have something silly like an energy meter. And then, of course, you can buy more energy with money, but not everybody wants to spend money. And especially if you're going for an hour-long walk, this can just be a nuisance. And so it turns a 5-star game, in some people's cases, to a 1, 2, or 3-star game. So here we have 3.6 on Android and 3.7 on iTunes. Now, how much bigger would that be if they wouldn't have implemented such a silly energy thing? Such a mobile game energy thing. I mean, you don't see the same thing with Pokemon Go. Now, granted, they have Pokeballs, but those are items, not the ability to go into an encounter, which is just a little ridiculous. So I think this is something that they definitely need to address and they definitely need to change. And because of that, the reviews could skyrocket. But that also brings up the point that all these people who did download the game and didn't like the energy system, how many of them would pay enough attention to the game that if they change it, they'd be able to come back? And how much of them have just dropped the game altogether? The Walking Dead: Our World was also at Comic-Con. Their booths looked awesome. They had some cosplay zombies, and they had more epic encounters in that area. If you're in the Comic-Con area, then you probably got some really cool encounters. So let us know in the comments, or let us know on our Discord. I'd really like to know if you were there, and maybe what you got out of it. We also got some really interesting info. The Walking Dead: Our World put out a nice little graphic to talk about a couple of the stats from their game. Within the first week, it was the number 10 game downloaded in plus 40 countries. 37 minutes was the average play time per day per player. 7 play sessions was the average per player per day. The total distance walked by players was 5.5 million miles, or 9 million kilometers. This is equal to 220 times around the Earth. That's pretty cool. Top 5 most active cities: Paris, France; New York; Tokyo; Singapore; and Leipzig. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. 100 million missions have been completed. 25 million survivors have been rescued. 1.4 million safe houses have been built. 739 million walkers have been killed. If you line the walkers up, this one's actually kind of funny. If you line the walkers up, they could reach from here to the moon. The most popular hero is Michonne, which, I mean, come on. She's a beast! And the most popular weapon is the Osprey pistol. That actually kind of surprises me because I use the Osprey pistol, but only when the challenges make me do it. Next up, let's talk about the PvP. They announced PvP a little bit ago, and I'm kind of interested in it, but I'm also a little scared, I guess. So here's some wishes and some fears for the PvP segment. Some wishes that I have is that it's something similar like the Raider Outpost, where everyone has their good guys, everybody has the cover, and you're just shooting at each other. I think that would be a pretty easy way to do it, as far as, you know, at least it would be something different than like a gym for Pokemon where you're just tap, tap, tapping, which, I mean, you're kind of tap, tap, tapping, but it feels so much more tactile because you're actually like shooting at where you're tapping at. Anyways, another thing that I think would be cool is if it was a good way to farm some gold bars. Now, granted, they would probably only let us farm like one or two gold bars at a time, but if it could be a way to farm those, I think it would be really cool. As for the teams, I think there might be 3 different survivor teams. I think it should be Raiders, Survivors, and Wanderers. They could also go with the show and call them Survivors, Negan, and Whisperers, or something like that. So I think that'd be kind of cool. Now, let's talk about some of the fears. A PvP, I think, would be really cool, especially if you do something, like I said, with the Outrider post. But here's something I'm a little worried about. One thing I don't particularly like about Pokemon Go is, let's say I take over a gym over at my local diner. I have a diner kind of right across the street from where I live. So if I can, I would take it over. But like maybe 10-15 minutes later, it would be taken back over by another team, and then so on and so forth. It became an exercise in futility. So I don't really like that, and I'm really scared something like that might come to here, especially since the equivalent of a gym is kind of like the buildings that you put up. So then that means if I put up a building and somebody could maybe like steal from my building, honestly, I don't like that. I really hope they stay as far away from that as possible. Also, if they do the encounters kind of like a raider, that means you're going to need a lot more med packs. Right now, you can only have about 5, and the only way to really get them is from supply crates. But since the supply crates only really give you one thing at a time, then that means you're either going to get energy, coins, or med pack. I think maybe when the PvP comes, they should always have like maybe 3 of each item. So some coins, energy, and a med pack. You can do just one at a time, but I feel like you're going to need more access to med packs if PvP makes you use the med packs. Other than that, there's not too much else we can say about PvP right now because they haven't released too much information. But those are my main wishes and my main fears about it. What are some of your wishes and what are some of your fears about the new PvP thing? I know one of the things that I like about Walking Dead: Our World is because it's a little bit more of a co-op game rather than Pokemon Go, where you're pitted up against 2 other teams. And like I said, you could take over a gym and it could just be gone in a minute. In a single minute, it could just be gone. So I'm kind of worried that it might lose some of its spirit. I'm hoping that the PvP can really just be an optional thing, because the game as it is right now is a full, complete game and it feels awesome and I like everything about it. So keep it the way it is and make PvP more of something that you can do just for fun. As long as that happens, I'm pretty sure there's nothing they can do to completely screw it up. All right, so then when we get back, we're gonna talk about some encounters, how I play the game. right. Thank you guys so much for sticking in there. I'm hoping you're liking the theme of this episode, which is a little bit more rock. Last time was kind of like some dope beats and everything. And so I decided to mix it up. If you have a suggestion for a theme or something that I should stick with for the next episode, make sure to let me know. You can go to walktill_I'm dead, or you can even go to walkofthedeadpod@gmail.com and let me know what you think the next theme should be. So let's head into our encounters, how I play the game. So how I play the game is actually I do a lot of it while I'm working. I work as a local cab driver, and so I'm driving around a lot. So a lot of times what I'll do is at each stop, I'll open up the app, I'll look around my area, I'll get any of the epic stuff first or the legendary stuff first so I can get that out of the way. Because usually when I get to my area and I drop somebody off, they want me to clear pretty fast. So I want to get the good stuff out of the way just in case I don't have enough time to get some of the other stuff. Otherwise, I always try to go for survivors first. Then if I have some time, I'll start going towards encounters or even infestations. And so I can do this pretty much all day long, and it's really fun. I like doing the different challenges because it kind of makes you do things differently than maybe what you want. Maybe my main loadout is the Osprey pistol, but I have a challenge that makes me use the Defender assault rifle. And maybe instead of using the Michonne, which I always love doing, maybe it wants me to use Maggie instead. So although I don't like the range characters still, it still kind of makes me do things a little bit different. And I like that. As for the group, my wife is actually way better at the challenges than I do, which is confusing because she's working at the same times that I'm working. But apparently where she is downtown must have the best zombie setup ever because she somehow always gets all the challenges. So good job, Ashley. I love you so much. So how do you play the game primarily? Do you go for walks? How many walks a day do you try to do? Or do you kind of do something like me where when you drive around, you also do it? Like when I went for grocery shopping and it took me a little bit longer to get home because I took a couple of detours. So let me know, how do you play the game primarily? Let me know in the comments, or you, like I said, you can go to walktill_I'm dead. That's walktill_I'm dead. All right, so up next, we're going to talk about some suggestions, and then we're going to leave it off with our loadout and tips of the week. All right, so suggestions. I'm trying to get a couple of these from our Discord group, as well as a couple of things that I have been thinking of. All right, one of the big ones is I like the AR. I like that it can be in our world. Get it? I like that, but one thing I definitely think they need is gyroscopic aiming. Now, if you don't know what gyroscopic is, it's basically like you'd be holding your phone, and depending on which way you tilt it, it uses a gyroscope in your phone to tell it which way you're tilting. So, with gyroscopic aiming, basically what you would do is instead of tapping on the left, right, up, or down on your screen, you would use the gyroscope as your crosshair. So you could aim up and then click to shoot them in the head, or you could aim around. And with the AR, this would be really cool, because with the AR, you can move around in your world to try to shoot them. But then you still have to tap on the screen on certain things, so I don't like that. I want gyroscopic aiming. I think this would be really cool. Now, one of the biggest suggestions that I think everybody could agree on is when it comes to the energy is actually a big problem for a lot of people, and I think a good way to fix this, 100% fix this, is that make energy charge faster while you're walking. So usually it takes about 2 minutes to get one energy. I think this should be cut all the way down to like maybe 30 seconds. As long as you keep moving, I think that should charge up your energy. Plus, this would change a lot of people's opinion on the energy itself. A good example is in Pokemon Go, they have incubators, and you get Pokemon from those incubators. How do you make them hatch? You walk. And so Walking Dead doesn't have anything like that. So I think making energy charge faster would be a really cool idea. Another thing is crafting. I think crafting should be a thing. I talked about it a little bit before, how supply drops only give you one thing. Well, I think at least every supply drop should give you three things. Number one, it should give you either energy or coins. Number two, it should give you either med pack or grenades. And number three, and then the third thing it should give you, is crafting materials. Now, these crafting materials you'd use to craft different things, like certain things to buff stats. So one could be a shield buff. This would make it so that your heroes receive less damage. Then there could be a health buff, which obviously gives them more health. An electric vest. This would make it so that the first time they get hit, it sends out a little electric pulse, killing any of the zombies right next to it. This would be a one-time thing, but I think it'd be kind of cool. Then there also could be extra damage, and then maybe some Molotov grenades. Crafting Molotovs I think would be really cool, because unlike the grenade, it would have a lower damage at first, but then would damage over time. And another thing you could add to the crafting is some type of stamina potion. That stamina potion, once again, it would help you gain energy faster. Maybe normally it takes you about 3 minutes to gain one energy. Well, with the stamina, maybe it goes all the way down to 30 seconds. So with energy, you gain it about every 3 minutes. Maybe as you're walking, 1.5 minutes. Then maybe with this boost, it goes all the way down to 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds, you're gaining energy. I think this would really help out with fixing people's problem, main concern actually, with the game itself. If people had more energy and therefore could just play the game and not have to worry about it, I think that would help a lot of people out. Because I think it says a lot about the game that the main concern that most people have is that they can't play the damn game. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that people want to play the game. They like your game. They just don't like the fact that the more they play it, they run out of energy. And fixing this energy problem would be the biggest and I think number one thing that they need to do. Because I can't tell you how many reviews I've read that basically started with the fact that they hate the energy thing. And a lot of them even ended with the fact that they would change their review, 100% change their review, if the energy thing was fixed. And if they don't listen and they don't fix it very soon, I think that it is a huge mistake. Especially when you do have other games out there, whether it be Jurassic World, which I don't like, and Pokemon Go, which, as I've said in the past, I've just never had a huge attachment to. So since they're going up against these other games, they really need to fix that right off the bat. So now, what do you guys think? What are some suggestions that you have for the game? Some cool things that they could add in the future, or just some things that could just make it a little bit more fun now. Let me know at walktill_I'm dead. That's walktill_I'm dead on Twitter. Also, you could go to our Discord with the link in the description or pinned to the top of Twitter. So up next, we're going to talk about loadout and the tips of the week. Hey guys, Nick here. Do you like video games, movies, maybe comic books, tabletop games? Then Nerd to the Third is the podcast for you. We talk about what video games we've been playing, what movies we've been watching, what TV shows we've been binging, and we have comic book book club with a good mixture of tabletop games and new segments coming all the time. So come check us out at Nerd to the Third on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other various podcast services. All right, so now we're talking about loadout. Last week I had an SMG burst fire with Michonne. And this week I've actually gotten two new weapons that I'm really starting to like. I'm really starting to like the Defender Assault Rifle and Sasha. With the Defender Assault Rifle, so far I have it up to a level 7, so this gets me 362 damage. I think the thing I like about this the most is that it's a fully automatic weapon. So this makes it good for either single fire or burst shots. You can go fully auto, but obviously your reticle is so big, your bullets are just going everywhere. So I like this gun for either shooting once, toot ahead, or if they start grouping up enough, I'll start doing burst shots. And I really like that about the gun. Another one to look out for, if you like that, is the Conquer Assault Rifle. This one's a rare one, but I don't have this one leveled up enough. This one only does 294 damage at the time because it's only a level 3. But it's the same thing where it's fully auto, so if I wanted to, I could tap for single fire or hold down for a second at a time for a nice burst shot. And with Sasha, right now I have her as a power level 72. She's a level 2 with damage of 1569 and health of 3661. I like her so far because she seems to have a pretty good fire rate and she takes them out at a distance. But it still has the problem of being a distance character. I still don't like the fact that a distance character basically has no way of defending themselves if the zombies are too close. I think this is kind of silly because with melee characters, because they get up into the fight, they're able to survive a lot longer. But since range characters start off right next to you, basically as soon as a zombie even comes near them, they just completely give up, it seems. So I really don't like this mechanic just because I like range characters. I even have a legendary Rick, but I never use him because it does the same thing where he just gives up almost immediately. So I'd really like them to find some way to fix this. I don't know if it could just be like he pushes them off, and when he pushes them off, it gives him a couple more feet, and he can do that a couple of times. I don't know how to fix this other than I just really, really don't like ranged characters. Then let's talk about some tips of the week. Last week we talked about how you need to pick your targets wisely. This week, a couple more. One is, I never noticed this, but if you go up and you click on your avatar at the top left-hand corner, it'll bring you right to settings. There's sound effects, music, and then there's blood and gore. For some reason, I never saw this before. So putting on the blood and gore will make it so that you can shoot off zombie arms, shoot off zombie heads. It'll have bloody bullets in their gut. Or when they fall down on the ground, there'll be a nice little blood pool. I didn't have this on at first, so I don't know why. Usually the first thing I always do is go into settings and check everything out. And I did that before, but for some reason I did not see the blood and gore setting. I like the game with blood and gore. However, I do like having it so that you can turn it off or on. Because obviously if you want your kids to play the game and you want to turn the blood or gore off, then it gives you the option, and I really like that. But as an adult playing the game, I really like the blood and gore. I like popping off the heads and having the blood spurt out. It's really cool. Another really good tip has to do with grenade usage. Grenades can be quite finicky from a long distance, so you really need to keep distance in mind. Not just for grenades, but also for weapons. You're gonna do a little bit more damage up close. Not a lot, but enough. So keeping distance in mind is always a good thing. Plus, if the zombies do get too close, getting used to flicking a grenade and then continuing to shoot can be a really good last-ditch effort. If you guys have any tips or tricks, let me know down in the comments, or you can once again go to walktill_I'm dead or walkofthedeadpod, P-O-D, at gmail.com. Let me know your tips and tricks, and we'll make sure to put them on the show. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. At the end is always going to be a nice little personal update. So as I stand right now, unfortunately, I've actually gained a pound, And this is the one thing that always sucks about trying to lose weight, is that fluctuation can happen from like the beginning of the day to the end of the day. It always depends on when you check your weight, and this always sucks. Not only that, but you're just always bound to fluctuate. So I was at 311, now I'm at 312. And this honestly could just be, oh, I had a really hearty breakfast, or I had something to eat last night, or I still have something digesting in my tummy. So this could be a little disconcerting, and you know, it can be a problem when it comes to wanting to lose weight. I'm definitely going to start doing some more stuff with my diet. If you guys have any suggestions for some really good recipes, I'd like to start putting those at the end as well. I want to try to get my wife into eating fish. She doesn't like fish. I've had her try shrimp before, but that's a different story. If you guys know any recipes that helps fish not taste too fishy, that's one of her main complaints. But I love fish, and so it's also a little bit better for you, so it'd be nice to get some of that going, and then obviously switch to unsugar drinks and maybe some salads. So I'm going to start doing that, and we're going to start losing some weight. Once again, if you would like to end up on the show, and you're kind of like me where you're using this as a good excuse to start losing some weight, then let me know. How are you doing on your walks? Are they getting a little bit easier, or are you still having troubles with them? I personally have back pain, so it kind of fluctuates. It goes up and down. I get really good some days, and then other days I have to take it a little bit slower. It's a constant struggle, but I'm still really dedicated in losing those weights. So you let me know, and you could end up on the show. Lastly, make sure if you want to send in your songs or even your song suggestions, as long as they're license-free and royalty-free, we can put them on the show. Or if they're your song, then that makes it even easier. So you can go to walkofthedeadpod@gmail.com to suggest songs or to submit your own songs. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was Nick from Threat X3 Productions, and we're going to send you out with one more song. You guys have a great day.